Charlie Kilo Kilo, monitoring.
For CKK from N4ZLK. Good evening.
Good evening to you, sir. Hope you're doing well this evening.
Doing well. I headed home from work. Gonna stop by my son's house. Say hello. Some of the family are over there. I'll say hello and then head on home. Name here is Shane. And notice you've got a KO4 call, or a KO call, so I take it you're pretty new to the ham radio world.
Yes, sir. That'd be an understatement. About 2.5-3 weeks now.
And congratulations. And did I get it right? Was it Charlie Kilo Kilo?
Yes, sir, you did. Got it perfect.
What's your name and where are you located?
This is Mark Sutton. I am down in Great Court.
Good. Name here is Shane again. And I'm on Lawrence Road at the moment here in Greenville. Headed back up towards Table Rock area. By way of Traveler's Rest, my son and his wife just bought a house yesterday, moved in yesterday. Right off Main Street in Traveler's Rest, so they're closer than they were. They moved down from Spartanburg.
Congratulations to them. I know that is an undertaking.
Excited. They went from a little one-bedroom apartment that they lived in for close to 5 years and purchased a nice little three-bedroom brick ranch, and all their stuff they had packed in the apartment just spread out and filled up the bigger house.
Outstanding. And I'm sure, as you know, home ownership is a whole new world.
That is for sure. So probably about this time next week they'll have something that broke down. Either, but that seems to be the way it goes.
That's exactly right. Every time you think you're ahead, you take 2 steps back.
I got you in the ham radio, Mark.
My full-time job is radio, actually, public safety sector. And I've been in dealing with radio for a little over 20 years now. People have been after me to go get my amateur, so I finally went and did it.
It can be a lifelong hobby, and it's something you can do a little bit of or a lot of, however much time and money you want to put into it. I've been a ham for, goodness, close to 30 years now, I guess. 28, 29 years. Didn't do much for a long time. Still don't do a lot of HF. I had a station set up before we moved where we are now, and I just haven't put it back up yet. But I carry a radio with me here in the truck and do a little bit of talking. I'm mostly listening, though.
So what I've been doing, this station's actually in my man cave, and I happen to be up here this evening. So I'm not on very often as well. But I like to listen and hear some great conversations, and once in a while get to talk to somebody.
Three people on this repeater, several others that I've listened to. I'm sure you know about the net that's on every night at 9 o'clock. And you can learn a lot, too. I have learned so much just from eavesdropping on people's conversations.
Absolutely. So I'm sure you know, I believe it's W4 Echo Yankee, Gary.
Yes, I've watched a lot of his videos, but I've never met him personally. I think I've talked to him once or twice, just briefly.
Tom, who assist him in some of those videos, at least the one I've been watching, they're the ones who taught my class a couple weeks ago. Very good fellow, very knowledgeable, and I really, truly enjoyed the class.
I've enjoyed watching a few of the videos that I've watched, and I've talked to Tom several times over the past few years. But they're great guys, and like you say, very knowledgeable. And man, giving other time like they do is just incredible.
That is a fact and an understatement. I know from doing this professionally, from my day-to-day job, how much time and effort it takes to get things done and done properly. So I can imagine what they go through as well.
County Government.
Yes, sir. I am the radio tech for Greenville County Public Safety.
You wouldn't be over there off of Lawrence Road, right there behind the behind Fairway Ford, where they do the maintenance, would you?
No, that's actually our vehicle service center. Currently, my office is at County Square, but I have had an office at Berea as well. But all the radios that you see, all the deputies carrying and EMS carrying throughout this county, they've been in my hands at least at some point.
Well, you know about radios then, I'm sure. Do you actually work on the radios as far as getting into the guts of them, or do you program them? What kind of things do you do there?
Well, Motorola, and that's primarily what we use, has pretty much made everything modular, so there's not really any board-level repairs to do anymore. We do a few things in-shop, but primarily I build all of the templates, the code plugs that are programmed into the radios, and recently have converted Greenville County over to one template for all services, and it's making a huge difference already.
Is that okay? Yeah, I'm sure it does. Seems like I remember, I worked for UPS. I used to deliver out in Berea. I know there was, I think DOT's got an office out there off of Saluda Dam and right there at Whitehorse. Are you anywhere near there?
No, sir. Like I said, currently I'm at Greenville County Square. My previous office was at an old EMS station.
I was just curious. I knew there was another radio repair shop. They did a lot of Motorola work out there, out near Berea as well. Anyway, it's been a lot of years ago. I was just curious. I actually used to deliver to County Square. I've delivered all over Greenville. I don't do the package deliveries anymore. I drive the bigger trucks, but I've delivered all over Greenville for a lot of years.
Understood. The shop you're talking about is the one that used to service Greenville County a little over 20 years ago. It's called Communications Service Center. They've been recently purchased last fall by Mobilecom.
Off Franklin Road or something like that, somewhere over in that area.
Sulphur Springs.
That's Franklin and Sulphur Springs intersected. Yeah, I can still see, I can see the shop, but in my mind.
Well, my alternate office is about a mile from there, maybe two.
Well, again, welcome to the hobby, and I hope you get as much enjoyment out of it as I have, and I'm looking forward to being able to do a lot more with it someday.
Myself included. Appreciate the chat, and hope you be safe on the rest of the way home.
Three, good to meet you, and hope you have a good evening and stay safe. Let's see, KO4CKK from N4ZLK Mobile.
Yes, sir, I'm still trying to grasp all the letters, but I did get it 73 to you as well.
4 Zulu Lima Kilo.
November 4, Zulu Kilo Lima, correct.
November 4, Zulu Lima Kilo, N4ZLK.
Okay, I got it now. That's a mouthful.
N4ZLK. Good evening.
Good evening. Name's Ken. I'm over here near Landrum on Highway 414. Been here about 10 or 15 years. Used to be up on Mount Mitchell and Clingman's Peak and all those fantastic places.
I think you said Ken, is that correct? And Landrum's a beautiful area. Name here is Shane. I'm headed into Traveler's Rest down there at the moment.
Okay, Shane. Good to hear from you. Yeah, I moved off down here about 10 or 15 years ago or something like that. And I guess she got kind of hung up down here, so I'll probably be here for the duration.
15 years was just a short visit for you?
Probably. No telling. So I kind of got hung up down here and don't have any good real reason to move back up into North Carolina. I put the 519 repeater up on Mount Mitchell and way back out.
Well, you did a good job because I've talked on it many times and it has a good coverage.
Highest two-meter repeater east of the Mississippi River.
A few times and listened to it when I was driving up to Greensboro. I could keep it for a good ways. Loop through Charlotte and stuff, but anyway, yeah, it's a good repeater.
I did that long ago to other folks because I've come down to macular degeneration and lost about 90% of my sight. I can still see a little, but not a whole lot.
Sorry about that. At least you can get on the radio and talk. There's always that.
Yeah, that's one good thing about amateur radio. There's always somewhere to somebody to talk to on whatever radio you have.
Anybody that works at North Greenville University, do you?
Seem like I do. My daughter works up there. Gosh, can't even think of her name right at the moment now.
Nova Mountain or something. Did you say your daughter works there?
Well, I'll think of her name here one of these days. Well, for goodness sake, I think I'd remember my daughter's name. But I think she works up there.
Ask is my son-in-law used to work there, and he said there was a lady there whose father had something to do with the repeater on Mount Mitchell. She was worked in the office. He had gotten to know her. I don't remember her name, but when you said you helped put that up there, I just took a chance and thought maybe you might be him.
Probably am. I'm connected with her anyway. I think her name's Loretta.
He asked me, my son-in-law asked me if I knew you. I think when you gave your call, it's the call I'm pretty sure that he gave, so it must be anyway. It's nice to make your acquaintance.
Yeah, they live right here next to me. I'm over here on Highway 414 Landrum.
Far from the North Greenville University there?
Yeah, she works up there in the office.
Name of Moon or something like that. Does that sound familiar, the last name?
Joan Moon, I guess.
The world.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, they live right across the road from me here, or across the field from me.
Getting ready to see my son-in-law here in a second. In about 5 minutes, I'm going to tell him I spoke to you. Finally was able to meet you.
Yeah, I'm Ken Woodard. I'm 90-something years old. Just celebrated a birthday back on the 20th.
Say, Ken. And yeah, that's the last name he mentioned, too. I couldn't remember that, but I grew up with some Woodards, so when he said the name, that's why I remembered that, but anyway, happy birthday, and 90-something, that's something. You don't remember which 90-something it is?
I was born in 1931, so I can't figure it that fast, so. I was born up on Millarca, just out of Bryson City.
Again, happy birthday and congratulations, and you stay safe out there, Ken. It was nice to meet you. I'm about where I'm going, so I'm gonna let you go. I'm glad I got to talk to you tonight. Hope you have a great evening. I think it was W4BVD, was that correct? N4ZLK?
WA4BVW, WA4 Bravo Victor Whiskey Ken Woodard, near Landrum on Highway 4. 14.
DVW. Okay, Ken, I appreciate it. I got it. Good to talk to you tonight, sir. Have a good evening. N4ZLK.
Thank you. N4ZLK, WA4BVW, clear.